Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've just sung a poetic paraphrase of Psalm 100. Now let's mouth the full text. Reading it in unison from the Lutheran hymnal, page 144, in preparation for thinking about its meaning for us. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Here another paraphrase of this great psalmist's praise in a few quick verbal scripts. Everyone should openly, unabashedly, come forth to the Lord with songs expressing joy. All should gladly do the things which please the Lord, that is, genuinely praise him. All should consciously come into his presence with the worship of singing. Why? Know that the Lord is God, the ultimate power who alone could be worshipped, who only can answer the petition. He demonstrated it in making us and remaking us so that we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Join in corporate worship of the Lord at the place he provided for the purpose. Come with thanksgiving for his marvelous work. Praise him by giving him his due glory. Bless him by acknowledging his goodness. Why? His goodness is absolute. His pity that seeks the heart never ends. His trustworthy fulfillment of promises will continue till every promise is superseded by permanent fulfillment. In peace, guilty, there stands his. Psalm 100 tells us what we could do and why. A little reflection is needed for us to recognize that the degree and consistency of our cheerfulness in coming before the Lord and in serving him, of our eagerness to enter his courts at all, let alone the thanksgiving praise and blessing, are low-blade, intermittent responses to our Lord's directive. We see it in others quite easily. And we even discover it in ourselves when we muster the courage and the candor driven by the Holy Spirit through the Word to take a frankly searching inward look. For all our erudition, we are still rather rough cut, needing to know and to understand and to believe more perfectly the justification which God gives for his direction. It is faith in the promises that causes conformity to the imperative. God has made us. We have not come into being or do we exist even so much as 1 second by our will or power. Only by God do we exist at all. And only from him do we have any excellencies of intellect or physique, of health or energy or endurance, of educability and knowledge or skill. We have what we have despite our being hostile and contradictories and opponents of God from our conception. Spiritually impoverished to the point of rightly being called dead, we have been remade by the God who made us. He prepared deliverance in the promise. His righteous life, sacrificial death, and resurrection and demonstration of kindness are all for us. He applied deliverance by his spirit through the means of grace, by the gift of knowing, accepting, trusting faith. Therefore, we are his sheep of his pasture, knowing and trusting. Genesis 3:53. Why then self confidence? Why highly seen for self and for us? Why elegance of manner toward the fellow man? Why lukewarmness toward the Lord? Why we shrink in frequency and fervency of worship? Why limitation of service to the Lord? Know ye that the Lord, He is God. The heathen medicine is not yet ours. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Therefore, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Therefore, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. By the Spirit, we set ways. We are given the conviction to live, to have, and to live by, and to communicate in every thought, feeling, word, and deed